Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
A senior NATO general has issued a heartfelt apology after helicopters killed women and children in a bungled airstrike in Helmand province. The airstrike on Saturday night killed possibly as many as 14. NATO has admitted to 9 deaths, according to local officials. The attack was aimed at Taliban fighters, but it missed and instead struck 2 family homes as people were sleeping. There were a number of wounded as well. Afghan President Hamid Karzai strongly condemned the deaths and told the U.S. this was his last warning. Here's former British Ambassador Sir Sherrod Cooper-Coles speaking to our partner, the BBC.
They deeply, deeply resent these civilian casualties. And on this, President Karzai is right, I'm afraid. You know, the Afghan people are running out of patience.
Joining us now, Peter Galbraith, former UN Deputy Special Representative for Afghanistan. Welcome back, Peter.
Good to be with you.
It's nice to be with you as well. I wonder what your response to Sherrod Cooper-Coles is, that the Afghan people are running out of patience with civilian deaths from NATO airstrikes. Is that true?
I think many of the Afghans are running out of patience. I think it's important to understand how they see what's going on. They see very well-armed American and NATO troops in well-protected convoys, controlling the air and helicopters, basically not taking the same risks that they take, and then follow the use of the air power, and then you have these very large, you know, significant casualties. So, yes, it breeds resentment, and it's a resentment that goes with this sense of a foreign presence that is very separate from the population.
Well, according to the United Nations, at least, 75% of civilian casualties in Afghanistan are actually caused by insurgents, Taliban fighters and others. Does the Afghan population, do you think, make a distinction between civilian casualties caused by NATO and those caused by local insurgents?
I think large segments of the Afghan population very much despise the insurgents. They despise the Taliban, and they despise the killing that they do. But that doesn't change the fact that these kind of alien technologies and attacks that NATO undertakes, when they cause civilian casualties, they cause a great deal of resentment. And I think it's also easier to wave the bloody shirt, if you will, over what foreigners are doing than what the Taliban are doing. I mean, it has to be said here that NATO actually takes extraordinary precautions to try to avoid civilian casualties. When General McChrystal, the previous commander, arrived, he made it a top priority, and in fact, he did succeed in reducing significantly the casualties. The trouble is, when you rely on often faulty intelligence as to who are the bad guys, because your informants are people who are providing information for money, and therefore when they're providing the information, they want to be selling you targets, or occasionally they're using it to settle scores against people who really aren't insurgents, or where the line between who's an insurgent and who's simply an armed Afghan villager is also murky. You end up with these kinds of situations.
Well, we're speaking with Peter Galbraith, who is the former UN Deputy Special Representative for Afghanistan, talking about a NATO airstrike over the weekend that accidentally killed somewhere between 9 to 14 people, including women and children. And Peter, to a certain extent, we keep hearing often from military officials and generals that civilian casualties will happen, that there is a war going on in Afghanistan, and unfortunately, there are innocents that get caught in the crossfire. So is there a better way? Can NATO and the United States be handling civilian casualties better, or is it simply a situation that no matter what, there's no good way to deal with it?
Well, civilian casualties are inevitable in warfare, particularly in counterinsurgency warfare. When you use air power, even if your attacks are very targeted, and in general they have been very targeted, you don't always know who's there. Or even if you had intelligence say 24 hours before that, it was only insurgents. So the insurgents mix with the population. So by the time you have the strike, there may be insurgents there. But even if you had different kinds of missions, special forces missions of the kind that killed Osama bin Laden, you run the risk of civilian casualties. I think it raises the larger question of whether the strategy we're following, which is a counterinsurgency strategy, is going to work. It hasn't so far. The main reason it hasn't is that we don't have an Afghan partner, the government being corrupt, ineffective, and illegitimate. And so we become, in the absence of a partner, we have to develop the intelligence, and often it's not very good. Or sometimes it's not very good.
Well, in speaking about the Afghan government, we have this warning from Hamid Karzai, the president there, saying that this is the last warning for the United States and NATO. How seriously are we supposed to take that kind of language?
It's hard to say with him. But it also underscores a further reality in Afghanistan, which is that we think of this as a war between the government and the Taliban, in which the government is our ally, a flawed ally, but our ally nonetheless. And in reality, the government, Karzai is also, and people on the Pashtun side of the government are also in contact with the Taliban. It's the dividing line is not as sharp as Americans think.
So Peter Galbraith,
would he like to see us go? He might well like to see us go. He certainly doesn't want to be pressured to clean up on corruption. He doesn't want to be pressured to hold honest elections. And he doesn't like the kind of criticism that's aimed at him personally.
We seem to have lost the line from Peter Galbraith, who's in London. Peter Galbraith is a former UN Deputy Special Representative for Afghanistan. What we're talking about is a number of civilian casualties. NATO says 9 people were killed in an airstrike. Afghan officials say 14. That we know that it included women and children, that there are a number of injuries as well. Helicopters were aiming for Taliban fighters who had struck at a Marine base nearby. Instead, they accidentally hit 2 family homes. And as I said, at least 9 people were killed as they slept. We'll be right back.